Good morning, Gateway. Welcome to our Sunday worship service. Please stand if you are able and join us as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. We are here to worship God in spirit and in truth. So join us, lift your voices. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Let's sing it again, church.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
One more time, church.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Morning, Gateway. Please be seated. This morning, I do not see Sue Rapier, but I would like to wish her a happy birthday. And then I understand that, Beatrice, tomorrow it will be your 21st birthday plus 64 years experience, but that's a bit too much. We'll just say that you're 75, so we wish you happy birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, can you say?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday.
God bless you.
I hope that Sue and that you, Beatrice, will enjoy a wonderful day tomorrow. And then Sue today. Just for all the parents, if you have children at the Sunday school and you still have not done your children's church enrollment form, please could you do that and then just hand it in next week or even today if you have an opportunity. Or else I will be in big trouble if you don't. No. And then just a reminder, we need somebody to assist us. On a Thursday, we run the Dan Road feeding scheme. We assist people in our community who are without jobs and who need some food. On a Thursday at 10 o'clock, we assist them in our feeding scheme. And generally, on a Wednesday, someone helps to collect food. But unfortunately, Keith will be man out just for a month in March. And so we need someone to please assist with collecting the bread on Wednesday. So please, if I could ask you just to speak to Karina, who will be able to give you more information. And then Walking in Victory, we have one happening on Valentine's, starting on Valentine's. So for a romantic weekend, Andre, do you want to explain your romantic weekend with everybody?
Well, the Bible says your first love. Amen. Who is your first love? God is your first love. Amen. Have you ever got stuck between two doors in your life? A couple of years ago, when a Nedbank had those two doors. Remember the banks that got the two doors? And I went in. We actually arrived there quite early, and so we were standing in a line. It was my turn to go in, and I opened the door, and I walked in, and I stood there, and I positioned myself, my feet there on those markers, you know. And I was standing there, you know, and I was waiting with anticipation to go into the bank, you know, and nothing happened. And I stood there, and I repositioned myself, and I thought, let me look at the camera as well, you know, maybe they want a picture of, you know, this gorgeous-looking guy, you know. Any case, nothing happened, you know. And then the guard inside was tapping against the window there, you know, and sort of, you know, get the move on old man, you know. So that, you know, I gave him a non-Christian look. Any case, and then, you know, I thought maybe I need to smile. They only want friendly customers. So, you know, yeah, I'm smiling at the camera, you know. Feeling ridiculous, you know, and knowing the people behind me is getting irritated because I'm not moving forward, you know. And eventually, after moving up and down, all dressed up and nowhere to go, I'm standing there and somebody, I just heard click. And somebody actually closed the door behind me. And then the green light went on and then the angel choir started to sing hallelujah and I entered into the bank, you know. And while I was standing there, you know, the Lord said to me, you know what? That's how people get stuck. Because the back door is not closed. And the minute you can close the back door on the facts of your life, you can walk into the truth that God is saying. Now, the big thing is, I didn't know the door was closed. People will say, "Ach, Andre, I'm fine. You know, there's nothing that's holding me back." Nah. And that's not the thing. You know, if there's no definite growth and there's no definite moving forward in your Christianity, you're not growing. My friend, you got a back door that's holding you back. Amen. That's all what I will say.
Thank you. And it happens on the 14th to the 16th of February. And please come and help Andre, close the back door. And then just a reminder that Andre and Ina do run a Discovery Bible study. They've just started this last Wednesday at 6 p.m. And then Francis and I will be running a Discovery group as well this coming Wednesday. Please speak to me after the service if you're keen to join us at the manse. And that's at 6:30. So many people ask us, what do the youth get up to and the young adults when we send them to summer camp? So I'm going to show you a video now of what exciting things happened this last time. And then afterwards, I'm just going to ask Mac to just share a few thoughts with you as well. Mac, are you in the building? Oh, there you are. Sir, I see you in your... No, well, you can wait a bit. Let's see the video first. And so here we go. You can set us free.
Every day I wake up feeling blessed, and even if I don't, I see it as a test. 'Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do to separate my love from you. You came to set us free. You came to set us free.
thankful you ain't drive me in that pit. Hey, nah. Saw my soul inside that fam and said that's it. Grace now. You never flake in the car winner. I just came to borrow with the gold winners. Fast forward, turn to a road runner. Spirit caught me here, go get it. Shed blood, gave me lemonade on his cold bending. Pick me up. Always Timmy Turner, always chasing after Vicky.
Hello, my name is Chloe. Thank you greatly for allowing me to go to summer camp. I really appreciate it. My favorite thing about summer camp was the doll time and the worship and also the workshops. I think the workshops really taught me my favorite lesson I needed to learn. And I went to summer camp with a heavy heart and I didn't really have faith in what I was going into, but it definitely changed my faith. And summer camp was one of the reasons that I gave my life to Jesus, so thank you for that. And summer camp was overall really fun. A lot of friends that I made on the way, and I just enjoyed every single moment that I was there. So thank you for JP for allowing me to go with you guys. I truly appreciate it.
Greetings everyone, my name is Kumo, and I would like to say thank you so much to the church for the opportunity of summer camp. It was truly amazing and super empowering. Before summer camp, my relationship with God was somewhat stagnant. However, after summer camp and during summer camp, my spirit was uplifted and went back on track. I have also started reading the Bible consistently because in order to know God, you have to know His word. I'm looking forward to my journey with the Lord, and thank you again for the warm welcome by the church. God bless you all.
Hello, my name is Keegan. I just want to say thank you, Gateway, for giving me the opportunity to go to summer camp. It was a really good experience for me. When I went into going to summer camp, I went in with a negative mindset. I wasn't completely there for the complete goal and the right reason. It was my first summer camp, so I wasn't sure on what's happening. When I went on the first night and I saw how everybody was praise and worshiping, I thought to myself that I can see all these people feel the presence of God, but I'm like the only one that doesn't feel the presence of God. And when we had dorm time, I asked my youth leader, Mac, what happens if I don't feel the presence of God and I can't walk further into my faith with God? And he gave me an answer that completely changed my perspective of everything. And he just told me that it's not about feeling anything, it's about believing in God. And from that, my whole mindset changed. It's like my mind transformed and it was great, everything that happened.
Hello, my name is Timna. And firstly, I'd like to say a huge, huge thank you to the Gateway community for allowing us to go on camp. It was really a magical experience. I also want to say thank you for the care packages. Thank you to Auntie Cindy and Uncle Alan who made mine. I really enjoyed it. So my experience for camp was like life-changing. I felt the Holy Spirit around me everywhere, from the fun activities to the sessions to even the workshops. I felt so connected to the Lord and close. I really like learned a lot from camp that I didn't expect. The socializing aspect was even better than I thought it would be. I'm not a social person, but it was quite fun. My favorite part about camp was the worship and just the amount of teenagers that congregated together to worship the Lord was so inspiring. But thank you so much to Gateway for letting us go, and yeah.
Good morning, church. I'd like to say thank you for your blessings with regards to summer camp and the travels to you and coming back from me. I'd also like to share that summer camp was amazing this year as I felt my journey with God being revived and taken to further heights. I'd also like to share that summer camp has motivated me to go out there and spread the gospel even more than I did in my past. Thank you for all your wishes.
Morning, church. My name is Malati Kavula. I wanted to say thank you for an incredible summer camp. The experience was truly uplifting, full of joy, and created lasting memories. May God bless you for having such a positive impact on our lives. So you may be asking, how was summer camp? Worship sessions were nice with catchy praise songs which had a singing at the top of our lungs. Summer camp was a place where I could ask questions I've been having for a while. I really felt the presence of God throughout the camp. I've learned lots from summer camp which I carry into my daily life and will help me in my journey with God. I'll be looking forward to summer camp 2025.
Hello church, my name is Adisa Mugwana. I recently went to summer camp last year. It was great. I enjoyed the trip there. I enjoyed the dorm rooms. Then I also enjoyed the praise and worship. It was great. I got to grow, like, in the Holy Spirit, and I really enjoyed it. The sermons, I really learned a lot, and yes, I enjoyed doing it. Thank you.
Yeah, and summarizing summer camp is quite hard to do, especially since God worked in amazing ways. Just confining it into a few sentences is hard, but the one thing that really stood out for me and really just blew me away is just seeing God's presence in everything. You could really see it in every single moment where you just interacted with somebody, and whether it was just interacting with somebody, it was also in the moments where you got to spend by yourself. You could really see God was moving. And so if I were to express it in one word, I think it is just awesome and really just amazing to see. It was awe-inspiring.
Hi, my name is Angela, and my summer camp experience was so heavenly. Just waking up every day in this community full of God-loving people who want to praise Him the whole time and learn more about Him. It was really beautiful to see how He's changed people's lives and is continuing to. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Alan. If I could describe camp in one short sentence, I'll describe it as hard work, but also really incredible to see God's hand and moving in young people's life, and just seeing the kingdom of God being built up in the young generation's lives, and just seeing the passion of God being lit in young people's lives. So it was really awesome and such an amazing opportunity to be able to go there and experience that and see it for the first time, because it was my first time at the camp. So just I'm very appreciative to the church and everyone that was involved that helped make it happen. And it was just overall like a really wonderful and blessed experience.
Were those sheep converted sheep? Or were those just the lawnmowers?
Good morning, church. I don't think there's much that I can say. I think the guys on the video have said so much. And yeah, from our side as youth ministry, thank you very much. Thank you for allowing God to use you for this wonderful opportunity for the youngsters. And as they've mentioned it, lives were changed, and lives are always changed there. At summer camp, it's a place where young people gather together and they have an experience with God. It's 5 days where they're far away from the world. They are together with like-minded people. And God is just moving there. We always go there. We don't know. We are just expectant to God working. And we just are marveled at every single day of how God is changing people's lives. So summer camp is really a beautiful opportunity for young people to go down there, meet the Lord, grow in their faith, and yeah, be equipped. So thank you very much for your support for last year. And as you saw with the coffee outside, we've already started for this year, 2025. And yeah, your support will be immensely appreciated. We've got coffee, filter coffee outside for $20. And I'll see you after the service. It's not a ripoff, Uncle Chris. No. But thank you.
God is good. All the time. Let's give thanks to Him and let's stand and worship Him together.
As we continue our worship, Lord, we just want to honor Your presence in our midst today. Thank You that we can come together to worship You in spirit and in truth. We praise You, Father, for what You are doing in the lives of our young people. Thank You for their dedication to offer their lives to You, to offer their talents and gifts. Father, bless them and bless our worship today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let your kingdom come. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive us. It's yours, all yours, all yours. The kingdom, the power, the glory are yours. It's yours, it's yours, all yours, all yours. Forever and ever, the kingdom is yours.
It's yours.
Let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. On earth as in heaven, right here in.
Lord, we just want to worship you. We just want to offer our lives to you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. So hear our songs, Lord. Hear our offerings. Let's sing, oh, praise the name. Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Praise.
mountain in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' name.
An amazing God. He's still in control in the midst of the chaos happening in the world. We believe that He knows what's happening in our lives. So let's sing, "You're Still God," and claim His promise that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Nations have been shaken. When I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking, You still reign and You're still God. And when it feels all hope that's failing, the heavy questions. You're still reign and You're still God. I will declare that You are with me. No voices whisper that You're not. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. 'Cause You still reign and You're still God. What's before me, I know that I can trust Your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You're still reign and You're still God. And though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust Your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You still reign and You're still God. Surround me, I'll
trust the victory of your cross, and fix my eyes upon you, Jesus.
Church.
For you are God and I am not. And you are good and you are faithful, as you have been from the in all things for your glory. You still reign and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart, and this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. Yes, this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God.
You may be seated. We're going to bless you with a new song. It's Nobody Loves Me Like You. Nobody Loves Me Like Jesus. If you feel that you are alone, remember God loves you.
Morning, I see you in the sunrise every morning. It's like a picture that you've painted for me. Love letter in the sky. Story, I could have had a really different story, but you came down from heaven to restore me. Forever saved my life. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Mountains, you're breaking down the weight of all my even when it feels like I'm surrounded, you never leave my side. Oh, nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song. Song my heart keeps singing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Jesus, you love me, and I love you, God. Nobody loves me like you. Love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, I will worship you, forever worship you. Nobody loves me like you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
Let's sing that again, that part.
God, you're so good.
Good to us. You've loved us. You've sent your only begotten Son to die for our sins. And as we come to the point of hearing your word, Father, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts today and that we will be obedient to your word. Help us to be faithful, Father God. Help us to show our love to you by offering our lives and our gifts, our talents, Father, for you are a good God. You are worthy to be praised, Father. So we pray for your wisdom to Pastor Wayne as he delivers your word. Give him the courage. Give him the spirit, Father, that he will proclaim what you have placed in his heart today. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the presence of our God. And this morning, let us remember that God is good, that He is constantly with us, and let us continue to trust Him, no matter how difficult the world may seem at times. Amen. This morning, I'd like to share three verses with you. They are from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Let us hear the word of God. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanne, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. When 65-year-old carpenter Russell Herman died in 1994, his will included a staggering set of bequests. Included in his plan for distribution was more than $2 billion for the city of East St. Louis, another $1.5 billion for the state of Illinois, $2.5 billion for the National Forest System, and to top the list, Herman left $6 trillion to the government to help pay off the national debt. That sounds amazingly generous, doesn't it? But there was one small problem. Herman's only acid when he died was a 1983 Oldsmobile. He had none of that money. He made grand pronouncements, but there was no real generosity involved. His promises were meaningless because there was nothing to back them up. True generosity is not determined by the amount that we give, but by our hearts. When Jesus saw the widow give two mites in the temple, he responded, "Verily I say to you that this poor widow has given more than any other, than all those who have put money into the treasury," in Matthew 12, verse 43. The sacrificial gift that she gave demonstrated how much she loved God and His work. The best way to determine what we love most is not by our words, but by how we use our time and our money. I was pretty shocked when I started reading or preparing for this week's sermon. I just thought wherever Jesus went, he just multiplied food. You know, I thought maybe Mary his mother would just give him every day would just give him a few fish and a few pieces of bread, and then he would just multiply it, and then all his disciples and him would have nice food. Or, you know, I thought, you know, Jesus was such a nice guy that people just gave them free accommodation wherever they went. But there was one thing I realized. It wasn't that easy. Yes, there were times when Jesus performed miracles, where Jesus fed the 5,000, when Jesus fed the 4,000. But did you know that most of the time, Jesus and his disciples needed money to accomplish his ministry on earth? It reads in Luke chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, "And also some woman who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases, Mary called Magdalene, from the city of Magdala in Galilee, from whom seven demons had come out, and Joanne, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household steward, and Susanna, and many others who were contributing to the support out of their private means, as was the custom for a rabbi's disciples." I also, when I was thinking about this, it dawned on me that Jesus even had a treasurer. What was his name? And what was he carrying with him? A bag of money. And from time to time, he would dip his hand into the bag. It says that he was stealing from the work of Christ. In the scheme of things, Luke chapter 8, verses 2 to 3 is very shocking to me as well, because it raises two issues. It says that, firstly, Jesus allowed women to travel with him and his disciples. And secondly, these women were helping to support them out of their own needs. Why? Why would these women follow Jesus? Josephus, who was a Jewish historian in the time of Jesus, his writings reveal it is not unusual for rich and powerful women to financially support a Jewish teacher. However, it is unusual for those women to come along with their itinerant teacher. These women's lives were radically transformed by Jesus. The grace of Jesus touched them, and so there was this call in them to follow and to serve him. It says that some women had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. For example, Mary, called Magdalene was delivered from 7 demons. Now, we don't know what those 7 demons did, who they were, but they must have tormented her. Has anyone here been depressed? Has anyone been who is here, you've been tormented by your mind? Well, Mary was. And something powerful happened to her. That she not only gave, not only did she serve Jesus, but she also supported him financially. When you have been truly touched by the grace and power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you will discover that there will be a deep urge within your heart to serve him here on earth. It's not about putting the limelight on yourself. It's not because you want everybody to like you, but there's just this powerful, powerful touch of Jesus in your heart. And it's just a powerful touch that wants you to reach out and help others with the love of Jesus. These women not only wanted to follow and serve Jesus, they also wanted to invest in the kingdom of God. They invested their finances to the work of Christ, to the building up of his kingdom here on earth. It reads in Luke chapter 8, these women were helping to support them out of their own needs. God does not have a problem with money. He has a problem with people who love money more than him. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. What is interesting is that if you read the chapter of Luke chapter 8, you will discover that from verses 4 to 15, the passage describes the seed of the gospel being planted on people's hearts. Another one where it talks about that the sower is walking and he throws some seed on the path and some on the rocky ground and some on the good ground. A wise unknown author wrote the pericope, an extract from a text after these women, is a parable of the sower. The women sow their money where it will produce the most fruit. In a world where we can purchase every luxury and convenience, that's something for us to consider. Do you not want to sow into the kingdom of God? Godfrey Davis, who wrote a biography about the Duke of Wellington, said, I found an old account ledger that showed how the Duke spent his money. It was a far better clue to what he thought was really important than the reading of his letters or his speeches. What's that kind of saying we have today? Put your money where your mouth is. How we handle money reveals much about the depth of our commitment to Christ. That's why Jesus often talked about money. 1/6 of the Gospels, including 1 out of every 3 parables, touches on stewardship. Jesus wasn't a fundraiser. He dealt with money matters because money matters. For some of us, though, it matters too much. An extract from Our Daily Bread on August 26, 1993. Here at Gateway, we would like to encourage you to invest in the kingdom of God. And so what I did this morning was, I needed to get a naughty badge from the management team, so I thought I would do this morning. No. But it's important for us to know, what are we investing in? Why should I tithe? And what am I tithing into? Well, at the moment, we would ask you to consider if you as a congregation would tithe once a month out of all of us, 160,000 rand, if we are able to hire out the church facilities for around about 1,000 rand a month, hopefully the economy will continue to be steady and we will earn good interest off our investments. We may get 26,945 rand. And maybe you might be very generous this month and give us donations of hopefully 1,500 rand. Also, we have a once-a-year Thanksgiving service in December. We ask you to consider giving us a Thanksgiving gift. But what I've done is I'm a theologian. I'm not an accountant. But I've been taught if you've taken a certain amount of money and you divide it by 12, it gives you a figure. And that's around about 2,291 rand per month. We also have been blessed by God to have a Vodacom tower. They pay us out a lump sum per year. But if you divide that by 12, you get around about 7,953 rand. So if our maths is right, our monthly income should be 1,999 rand. No, sorry, no. oh, geez, sorry, man. It's Zuma's fault. I can't do it properly. So 199,955 rand. Our monthly expenses. Well, you'll see at the back of me do you all see those little green legs at the back of me? Okay, which just gives you kind of a backdrop to the expenses that we have. I mean, you have stuff like employee costs, but don't worry. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We have assessments. Assessments, a lot of people say, but why should we give to the presbytery and why should we give our money to the UPCSA? Well, some people say that it's like a church tax. We pay to the, it's like an affiliation fee. We pay to the wider church. And I can tell you that great things are being done with the finances that you give. Not only are you helping ministers, you are also helping evangelists. We were in a meeting this week, and in Zambia, we have something like over 30 evangelists that travel in and around Zambia and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have over 50 evangelists in Zimbabwe, and they preach into people's lives. We have, what else do we do with the assessments? On our presbytery level, you assist in the congregations. There are many congregations that are struggling. We try and assist them. When we've built them up, they then start bringing into the assessments as well. There are admin expenses. There are ministry expenses. There are manse expenses. But did you know, you will see right at the bottom. Do you see the little line right at the bottom? Or do you need my glasses? No. Right at the bottom there is what we call it's called the outreach fund. Now, what we do as a congregation, as Gateway, is that we tie 10% of our income per month. We are one of very few congregations that do that. And with that tithe that we give, we have established an outreach fund. And with that 10% that we tithe, we support missionaries. We do deeds of mercy. We put some money into our Thursday Dan project. We support evangelism. One of the things that we also do, if the youth or young adults may not reach their goal for their fundraising, we assist them because it's an outreach. Did you hear that one one young adult say, "I met Jesus"? Well, you made it possible through the tithe. that we give. And if our monthly expenses are just over 200,000 rand and 377 rand. And that leaves us with a deficit per month of 422 rand. If it all goes according to scheme. But I just want to take you back to our monthly income. But, you know, one of the things I do now and again is I think I'm clever. So I try and work out and see how we can improve your life and my life. No. But I know that I'm only a pastor. But if each member tithed 904 rand per month, that we would reach the congregational income of 160,000 rand. Now, according to my calculator, it was 903 rand 954 80 22599. So I rounded it off. And I thought of speaking to the management team and session, but I'm going to suggest that we be nice to the congregation. If people pay their tithe off in 1 month, we will give them 10% off. That means you pay for 11 months of your tithe and we give you 1 month absolutely free. That will entitle you to a free cup of tea or coffee after each service and a comfortable pew. But that's not all. If you pay an extra 2,000 rand a month, we will enter you into our competition. And I will speak very nicely to Vera and to Sean in Hector's break and see if they will give you free accommodation at their cost. Or I can speak to Gary and to Kim and I can get you to Mauritius and ask them to feed you for a week. Jokes aside, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, taught that we should not become too obsessed with material things. Do you know that the church in the 16th century tried that? They tried through indulgences to tell people they were desperate for money. They needed to finish off St. Peter's and St. Paul's in the Vatican City. And so they told the people, sorry, Paul, not you, Paul, another St. Paul. But they told people, if you pay us X amount of money, we can guarantee you a spot in heaven. But that's not how Jesus works. Okay? That's not how Jesus works. All that Jesus asks us is that we do not become too obsessed with material things. And this includes money. He said in Matthew 6, verses 33 to 34, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In 2010, I was employed for 6 months. I had family expenses of about 8,000 rand a month. That's school fees, rental, food. Things were still a bit cheaper then. But I didn't know where my next paycheck was going to come from. And then suddenly a policy matures. And I have enough money. Jesus said in the same passage that if he can feed the sparrows of the air, if he can clothe the lily, what do you think he can do for you and for me? The Apostle Paul encourages us to have a right attitude in our giving and tithing to God. You remember, if you go right to the beginning of the Bible, there were two brothers. Adam and Eve had two sons. What were their names? Cain and Abel. What happened? Abel was the animals. Cain was the vegetable grower. God wanted them to bring an offering, and it says that Abel gave to God the 10% that he did, and he gave it as a good gift. But it says to us that when Cain gave his gift, he gave it grudgingly. He didn't give God what God deserved. And then God, so what did he do? He took Abel's gift, lightning came or something came, went up in flames, and God said, thank you, I appreciate your gift that you gave with such a right attitude. What happened to Cain? Nothing happened. God said, if that is the way that you respond, I am not going to accept your gift. And then what happened? Cain got really angry. And what did he do? He killed his brother. I didn't want to say this, but I have to tell you. Where in the Bible did alcohol first kill somebody? When Cain killed Abel. Sorry, you don't get it, but when I grew up, there was spirits called Cain. But on the serious side, the Apostle Paul encourages us to have a right attitude in our giving and tithing to God. He writes in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 8, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. J.L. Kraft, head of Kraft Cheese Corporation, says, the only investment I ever made which has paid consistently increasing dividends is the money I have given to the Lord. Samuel Johnson says, the person who waits to do a great deal of good at once will never do anything. J.B. Phillips says, man's extremity is God's opportunity. And then a missionary, Jim Elliot, who died for the gospel, said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Finally, as we share in the sacrament of Holy Communion this morning, may we remember what Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has done for us on the cross of Calvary. He gave us everything so that we may have salvation and eternal life. He was crucified, died, and rose again from the dead. Consequently, may we seek to give him everything too. Therefore, like the woman who followed and served Jesus, may we, like those women, serve him with a passionate heart, and may we help to support Christ's church, God's kingdom, out of our own means. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, we praise and thank you for your generosity and grace to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, thank you for your teaching today to us about Jesus and money. We thank you, Lord, that it is not really about the money, but it's about our heart. And I pray, Lord, that you will give to each one of us the right attitude, and that we may give out of our hearts to you in stewardship. May we do that, Lord, through our giving of our money, through the giving of our gifts, through the giving, Lord, of what is precious to us. May we share it with you, Lord, and that we may see your kingdom grow. here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, we just pray. May we experience and may we be guided by your generosity and grace in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll now take up the offering.
Let us pray for the offering. Father God, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can give out of the abundance of our hearts. Father, we pray that you will use this offering for the furtherance of your gospel, for the places where we cannot go to support the missionaries and the evangelists. Father God, we just pray for your protection and your provision, that we will always have the right attitude in giving, and not only our money, but also our lives, Father God. We just want to offer you our lives to honor you, to glorify you. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. As we approach the Lord's table, may I just offer you this opportunity just to offer the peace of God to your neighbors around you and just to greet them in the name of Christ. Let us do that. Peace be with you, brother. And then, as our normal practice on a communion Sunday, if we could just ask you, on the side you'll see the woven plates there. Those are for the Benevolent Fund. And if I could just ask you to consider the Benevolent Fund or retiring offering as you walk out. This week has been a really busy week for me, but it's also a week in which I have seen God's grace. I have experienced God's love. Wasn't the rain beautiful yesterday? just when we thought, uh-oh. But God is good. And in our lives as well. I'm sure that it has not been an easy week for some, that it has been a challenging week for some. But I would like you to remember that our God is faithful. 2,000 years ago, or over 2,000 years ago, everybody thought that the world was over. Everybody knew that when they passed on, that there was no future. But yet God, in his love for us, gave to us Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Not because we deserve it, not because he say the right thing or make the right offering, but it tells us in Scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. And so as we come to this table this morning, we come not because we deserve it, but we come to this table because of God's wonderful love for us. And so I invite you to come forward this morning and to share in God's love for you. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we just give you praise and thanks for Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that when all seemed lost, that in your wonderful grace you gave to us your one and only Son. And Father, we know that we are sinners, and Lord, that we make mistakes. But Lord, we do thank you that when we confess the name of Jesus and repent from our sin, Lord, that you are faithful and good, and that you cleanse us from all our sin. Lord, and that through Jesus you make us righteous, and that through Jesus we can stand before you. And so, Lord, we just thank you for what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that he gave his body and blood so that we may no longer live in fear of death, but, Lord, that we can live in the excitement of eternal life. And so, Lord, we just pray this morning that your Holy Spirit will come upon us and upon these gifts of bread and of wine, which are separated from their normal use to this holy use and mystery. And we just pray, Lord, that as we share in this meal, that we may remember that Jesus gave his everything. And Lord, I pray, as he has given his everything, so we may give our everything. We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup and after giving thanks said, "This is the new blood. This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." For whenever we eat this bread and drink from this cup, we are reminded of his death and of his coming again in glory. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. The body of Christ given for me. The blood of Christ shed for me. May I ask the elders to please come forward.
Christ.
You to come forward and to share in God's love for you. Come and enjoy the body and blood of Christ. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your offering to us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your body and your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your everything for us. And we just pray, Lord, that in each of our lives, that as Christ has so sacrificially given to us, so we pray, Lord, that we may be a sacrifice that will be acceptable for you. And I just pray, Lord, that as we go into this new week, that you will grant to us grace and wisdom. I'm just going to give to you the benediction now, and then after that, if you can just stand, and we will close up with singing together, "Now unto him." So receive the blessing.
Pastor Wayne, excuse. We still have one song.
Oh, is it still one more song? Okay, well, let's do that then. Okay.
Please stand as we sing our closing song.
Dark, dark is the valley, faint the light of my fear. But whatever may face me, my God is all I need. Bright, bright are the treasures life may offer to me. But whatever the pleasure, my God is all I need. He is my strength when I cannot go on. Peace when all my power is gone. Hope although the night is long and deep. My song, for he has rescued me. Joy, now he has set me free. Praise, praise to my Father be. My God is all I need. Free, free from my days, dear. Soon my journey complete. But I look to my Savior, where God has met my need. Yes, he has met my need. He is my strength when I cannot go on. Peace when all my power is gone. Hope although the night is long and deep. He is my song, for he has rescued me. Joy, now he has set me free. Praise, praise to my Father be. My God is all I need. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the valleys are his, the stars are his, and he would too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the valleys are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do. He is my strength when I cannot go on. Peace when all my power is gone. Hope although the night is long and deep. He is my song, for he has rescued me. Joy, now he has set me free. Praise, praise to my Father be. My God is all I need. Praise, praise to my Father be. My God is all I need.
mighty and heavenly Father, we indeed thank you that we could worship you. Thank you, Lord, that you're a mighty and big God, and that you're all that we need. And we pray that as we go into this week, Lord, that you will guide and bless us, and that we will glorify and honor your name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Now unto him.
You can hold hands, you can join us if you want to. You faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Worshiping with us. Have a blessed week. See you next Sunday. Enjoy the tea and coffee. And if you need prayers, the elders are here to pray over you. Thank you. I see you in the sunrise every morning. It's like a picture that you painted for me. Love letter in the sky. Story. I could have had a really different story. But you came down from heaven to restore me, forever save my life. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Mountains, you're breaking down the weight of all my mountains. Even when it feels like I'm surrounded, you never leave my side. Oh, oh, oh. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song, my heart is singing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Jesus, you love me, and I love you, God. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways.
I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, I will worship you, forever worship you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you.
God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
Thank you.